All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. And it's time for your closing remarks.
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody. Look, I know that life gets tough sometimes. It really does for all of us. A poem I learned a long time ago entitled Don't Quit. They don't know the author of the poem. It's always been entitled Author Unknown. Certainly I didn't write it. But it's a poem called Don't Quit. It just reminded me so much of something. But I wanted to tell you what made me think about it. Somebody sent me a quote from Winston Churchill today. Somebody sent me this one today. And what the quote is that success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. Let me say that to you again. Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. I thought about this and I said, wow, you know what? That's really how you become successful. You just go from failure to failure and just never lose your enthusiasm. Somebody said, Steve, that's hard. And I said, yeah, it is hard. I wish I could tell you that being successful wasn't hard, but it's hard. It really, really is. There is no easy way to become successful. It's hard. Now, I could tell you some ways you can short circuit it. You can mess it up for yourself. I can tell you a lot of those. But to get successful, you've got to be extremely determined. You've got to be pretty much hell-bent on making it happen. But I tell you, man, what can get you there? Well, I'll tell you what causes you to get there. You got to have the right motivation. The best motivation to be successful is to have massive dreams. And I'm talking about massive dreams. You've got to have huge dreams. That's the best way to get there. Because what it is and what happened to me along the way was my dreams were so big that not seeing them to come to fruition was unacceptable. I just couldn't see myself not at least giving my all to see if it could happen. Or if that couldn't happen, man, could I just get a portion of that to happen? So what happened was I made my dream so, so big, man, that along the way when mishaps and setbacks and trials and troubles and hardships and death and remorse and guilt and everything was facing me, I never lost my enthusiasm for wanting to make it. Because I just wanted so desperately for one of these dreams to come true. So I really do understand when he says success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. And it's the size of the dream that keeps you from having to lose your enthusiasm. Because I just kept thinking, man, like my father used to always tell me, aim for the moon so in case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. And it led me to something that's more telling that said more recently, I learned one that came to me when it was time to talk about giving up. It said, the problem ain't that you aim too high and you miss it. The problem is if you aim too low and you hit it. Let your mind go. Think of big things. Open up your heart and your mind to the possibilities of God. Stop living your life in probability and start living your life in possibilities. I'll tell you what I mean by that. When people look at something and they base it around the probability of it happening, that's a problem. Because what you're saying then is the probability of something is, to me, that just means it probably won't happen if this happens, or you probably won't make it if that happens, or it probably won't come true if you don't line up this way. Or, you know, you probably might not make it if these people don't sign on to it. You probably won't make it if that. That, to me, is living in the probability. You know, what's the factors that blend into the probability of something occurring? But if you just change that and you went from the probability to purely the possibility. See, I only look at life in terms of the possibility. I have people who work for me who do probability factoring for me all the time. Some of the advice I end up taking from them, the majority of I don't. Because I don't care who works for me, they can't outdream me. And they don't have an idea of my vision for me better than I do or God does. So I stopped living my life in terms of probability. And I started living my life in terms of possibility. I only care about the possibility. The probability will present itself along the way. But you just got to stay focused on the possibility. Faith don't make it easy. Faith makes it possible. And that's guided me the whole time. Get your dreams up, y'all. Make them big, man. Let God into your life, man. He can do some damage with you. He can do a lot of damage for you. I mean that in a good way. Y'all have a great weekend.
Woo! Drop it.
It's dropped.